Welcome to the Igniting Souls podcast with Carrie Oberbrunner. Carrie believes if you want to experience clarity in business and in life, then discovering who you are, why you're here, and where you're going is a must. The Igniting Souls podcast is dedicated to help you do just this. And now, here's Carrie.
Hey, do you struggle with something called digital dementia? I'll tell you what, I don't say that word lightly. I know a lot of people do struggle with dementia, and it's not pretty, it's not fun. But here's what I was interested in the other day. I heard someone say, how many phone numbers do you know? And I thought to myself, it's a great question. I don't even know my kids' cell phones. I mean, they've recently got them within the last 12 months. But the point is this, like, we don't do that anymore. And yet growing up, I knew so many people's phone numbers just off the top of my head because that's what you had to do back then. So our smartphones sometimes make us dumber. Now, what do I mean by that? I'm not saying that, oh, you know, we don't use technology and have these conveniences. I mean, it's good we don't have to fill our brain with all kinds of other facts that can just be retrieved at a moment's notice with a couple swipes and clicks. But here's what I am talking about. We know that memory is a muscle, and we know that most people no longer memorize many things at all. Most people don't stretch their brains. And as a result, we are overly dependent upon these devices that are supposed to free us up. They're supposed to be tools, but then we become the tools. So what does this mean? What's the practical application? The practical application is, how are you stretching your brain? Are you reading? Are you journaling? Are you taking walks in nature? Are you unplugging? These are some questions that I think are great to talk about. Because listen, when we're always dialed in, when everything is so easy for us, we can actually weaken the very muscles, the mental power that we need. So I guess the question is, how strong are you mentally? And it's more than just regurgitation of information, but it's thinking about your thinking, as one of my friends, Dan Sullivan, talks about. So consider that, engage your brain, and don't just be a consumer, be someone who is contemplative. This is Carrie Oberbrunner, Be a Soul on Fire. We'll see ya.
Thanks so much for listening to the Igniting Souls podcast. As a subscriber, we challenge you to be more than just a passive listener. Show up, filled up, and become a member of the tribe. Visit us on the web at carrieoberbrunner.com. Remember, the most powerful weapon on earth is the human soul on fire.